Moving right along, it's time for another round of Date Night. We are joined in the studio by my very own husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Why is it always a round of Date Night?
What
as
would
opposed
you...
to an episode or jaunt or...
Would you like it to be a jaunt of date? Why is it a jaunt instead of a jaunt?
Because it's fancy.
Okay. It's time for another episode of Date Night.
Zoot of horse.
Brad and I talk about date night activities that you can do in the community if you're looking for romantic things to enjoy.
And it is my favorite time of year. Long-time listeners know that I have an old yarn that I like to pull out about...
It's pronounced a yarn.
I have an old yarn that I like to pull out from time to time.
Oh, is this the frozen iceberg lettuce story?
It is, because...
It's Triangle Restaurant Week, or at least it is next week.
I mean, it will
next
be.
Next week, it will be Triangle Restaurant Week.
Plan
yes.
now, because it's going to be hot, or frozen, as the case may be.
TriRestaurantWeek.com, TriRestaurantWeek.com. So if you're looking for new places to try that you haven't done yet, there's a whole bunch of options in Chapel Hill and around the Triangle, or maybe revisit some of your old haunts. A jaunt to your haunt.
Right. I had a lot of ideas about this, and my initial reaction was to take the approach I take when I go into the library, and I look for the book with the most interesting cover. So you look for the restaurant that has the most interesting logo.
Okay.
I get burned on that a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead, I'm just going to steer in a different direction.
Because the best restaurants are the ones that don't need a fancy logo. The best restaurants are the ones that don't even need to tell anyone they exist. They just are behind an unmarked door that you just have to know is there.
I've been burned by that, too.
That's also fair.
Different story.
Yeah.
So I'll throw out a first one. It's a favorite of ours, and it's one that... Like, feels far enough from where we live in Durham that it is extravagant to, like, go there, but is absolutely worth it. Market and Moss.
Yes, in Southern Village.
In Southern Village.
We've not been there in a little while.
We're not, because it's so far
away. It is
away
a ways
from downtown
away.
Durham.
Yeah.
But they are... Amazing.
But if you live in Chapel Hill Carborough, Southern Village is just down the road. So head to Market and Moss. It's great.
You know, Mom and Dad, if you're streaming from Michigan, it's just as far away from every other restaurant in North Carolina. So
also fair.
You can still go there. But yeah, every time we've been, it's fantastic. It's one of those places that you go once and you kind of feel like you're family. And if you go twice, you absolutely already are.
Yep.
Don't necessarily know what I would get off of their little Market and Moss menu, but you know, maybe we just pretend there's a third person with us and order one of everything.
I think that's fair. Actually, no, they only have two options for each of their courses.
And what is more romantic than sharing and then hoarding the best thing from and with the person you love?
Ooh, so their options for the main entree are chicken schnitzel and ancient grains, and I feel like both of those are Aaron things rather than Brad things.
I think just knee-jerk reaction, chicken schnitzel.
Chicken schnitzel is what you would end up with, I think.
Yeah.
Because I will go for the vegetarian entree a lot more often than you do.
I'm just not living if I'm not eating schnitzel, so.
There's got to be a way to make that slogan rhyme. So there's three restaurants in Chapel Hill that are participating. So Market and Moss, which is great. Osteria Giorgi, which is on Elliott Road, which is fantastic, which we actually do go to on a regular basis because it's right around the corner from the station. It's terrific. And then Kipos Greek Taverna, which is now in Eastgate, also a fantastic place. And I think the last time I was there... I want to say it was for brunch.
We had brunch one morning. They have brunch now.
The last time I was there, I think I was by myself for some reason. I don't know what you were doing, but usually whenever you're doing something and I'm by myself, I always like try to beeline to a restaurant that we haven't been to in forever, and I wound up at Kipos.
We always have a crutch, and your crutch is Kipos.
I mean, with any and all of those places, the pro tip is to sit at the bar if at all possible. Because A, you don't have to have a reservation. As long as there's space at the bar, you can just go and sit right down. You get to see all of the behind the scenes activity. You get to be friendly with the staff, usually not just the bartender, but all of the people that are in and out of the bar. And it's just a much more fun experience. The only downside is you're sitting at the bar looking at the bar and you don't get to see the rest of the restaurant behind you, but that's fine.
Not how you sit at the bar.
I mean, I like to swivel my seat all around and around and
that's
around.
That's why those chairs move. I will throw out there that I think the all-star of Triangle Restaurant Week is just any restaurant in that Kipos family, because also in Durham, there's Local 22
Parizade. Yep.
I think pretty much any restaurant you could just go to and just say, give me the Restaurant Week menu, and you'd get it.
Yeah. So before we wrap up, while we still have a minute left, what is the frozen iceberg lettuce story, Brad? Please enlighten us. You can now dump on the Weather Vane restaurant because they're no longer here. So you can say whatever you want. Yeah.
Long ago, in years gone by.
Cue the fog machine.
Sorry, we've only got a minute. Next to Southern Season. Southern Season had a restaurant that was Weather Vane.
Which I loved. Going there for breakfast on Friday morning.
Aaron's Friday tradition was to go and get the
breakfast burrito.
Yeah,
it was great.
And when Aaron's parents came down with relatives, our tradition was to sit at the bar because the cocktails were really cheap.
Yep.
But during restaurant week, I don't know when this changed, but restaurant week used to be, we are being highly experimental and we're just going to try new things, like to see if they want to go on the menu. Chef at Weather Vane came up with this concept of a frozen iceberg salad. And let me paint a picture for you. You take a head of iceberg lettuce, chop it into quarters, and stick it into a freezer for somewhere between 48 and 480 hours. And then you pull it immediately out, put some bacon and blue cheese dressing on it, and ta-da, you have a salad. We had a lot of food out of the deep freeze growing up, like in South Carolina, and sometimes that food had been there for 2 years and had, you know, ice crystals like in the middle of it.
Yeah,
that's what that salad was. We both turned to our waitress and said, that was interesting.
Was that how it was supposed to be?
Yes, and we were assured, yes, it was too creative for our understanding.
So the new strategy for most Triangle Restaurant Week restaurants is just to serve people what they've already got on the regular menu, which I think is the correct strategy.
I like
because
that.
You're trying to bring people in and entice them to try and fall in love with and then become a regular at your restaurant. So what better way to do that than by highlighting what you already specialize in the first place? I think it's great.
Yeah, and that is how I might have once ended up on an accidental date with one of my coworkers because we had cheese and chocolate at the Melting Pot.
Which is also on the list.
That's on the list.
Try restaurantweek.com. Get more info there and pick your place for next week. That's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.